Now, it's Afric sitting in for Jen today, and every Friday after 11, it's time to look back on all the best calls and texts of the week in...
Jen's Friends. Just Friends.
Now, I am not Jen, but... Friendly Leon Diop and friendly Cassie Stokes have come on to join us. Leon is from the Black and Irish podcast and Cassie is content creator at Love in Dublin, and they've agreed to be my friends this week. Thank you so much. All right, Leon. After you can dump me, okay? You can dump me after.
We're friends for 10 minutes.
You're friends.
Then we move on.
It's krill business. That's the way it is. I want to get to the big one first. So, lads, on Monday, all callers and texters all had loads to say about whether platonic friendships are really possible, right? So, can you be friends with somebody who is the same sex as your attracted to, if you get me? Leon, what do you think, first of all?
Oh, yeah, you can. Like, it's silly to think that you can't, like, you're like, immediately, like, have to go further than just being friends with anyone that you're, you know, of the sex that you're attracted to.
Yeah.
I think it's a maturity thing.
You reckon?
I think so.
Okay.
I think some people need to really grow up.
Good. Well, you need to tell Cormac Battle that when you see him.
Okay. I really hope Cassie doesn't say anything else.
I'm like, you might need to tell me too. You know what?
Cassie, what do you think?
Maybe this is going to be controversial. Okay. I think in different types of relationship. Now, these are just from my experiences, actually even talking to my guy friends about these things. And I think it's slim that there's never been a thought of anything else with guys and girls.
Do you reckon?
Just from conversations I've had with lots of my friends who are lots of different types of guys, and they're like, even if it's a smidge, that still means there was a little bit. You can have platonic after, but, like, let's be real, it started from a little something else, or there was one thought. I think, like, that's my opinion, but
interesting.
I'm saying that's just from chatting to people, and it's my life experience.
Okay, that's fair. There's a difference between thinking about it though and acting on it.
This is true.
I mean? Like,
that's true.
I've thought about, like, killing people before, like, that have really upset me, but I'm not a murderer. Do you know what I mean?
So, I know. So have I. Every day. Every day. But you reckon it's that if friendship is the best you can get with somebody you do really like, most people will take it and maybe hope for an upgrade in the future? I don't think it's fair to call it an upgrade though, but it's fine.
Upgrade.
Well, I do find it, when you hear the stories of, like, people have been friends for whatever, 10 years, and then they get married, and there's nothing wrong with it, absolutely not, but I'm like, clearly someone had some thought somewhere, because,
yes,
you know, it doesn't just come out of nowhere. I'm not saying every day they were like, oh God, I love you and we're just friends. But
I know.
There had to have been some thought. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, that's a lovely story, but be honest, you weren't just like,
no,
there was 100%. Someone liked someone more. If
that's,
you know,
that is true. Yeah, that is true. Do you reckon, Leon, do you reckon there's a little... There might be a smidge.
Yeah, I think that, like, there might be a smidge. And, like,
we're going to get you to do a 180 now.
Yeah, he's like,
I've seen stories, though, where people have been friends for, like, you know, years and years.
Yeah.
And then, like, they then take it further and, like, go into, and end up getting married and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I married my best friend. Like,
Shut up. He's in love.
Yeah.
Just too chicken to say it.
One of you was. One was just sitting there like, no, we're just friends.
Yeah, that's a good point,
and they're,
actually,
like, dreaming of their wedding.
Cassie, so do you think it's a different story for straight people than it might be for LGBTQ plus people?
I kind of do. See, I'm talking relationship, a straight guy and a straight girl.
Sure.
They're the relationships I'm talking about. I think maybe a small percentage can be totally platonic, but, like, I've spoken to a lot of guys about it and they're like, yeah, no, there was definitely a thought.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're
like,
no,
there's a little bit of a thought.
Yeah.
But I only have experience in the gay women world.
Of course.
And I do think you can be friends platonically.
That's
so
fair.
Yeah.
So my opinion with that, I'm not a gay guy, so I don't know about gay guys. But
fair.
And I also think, obviously, you can be, well, yeah. So, but with gay guys, I don't really know.
I know a lot of thirsty straight men. That would,
yes,
if the opportunity presented itself, that, like, they'd be saying, oh no, it's platonic, but yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, if the opportunity presented itself, they'd just take it.
Where are these thirsty straight men? Can you send them my way?
Yeah. That's
the unreal.
Numbers, so.
Yeah, anyone looking for thirsty straight men?
Yes, thirsty straight men. Applications this way.
Just go to Coppers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. Do you think it's something like, Do you think that people always, it's something that's always there, that friends can actually fall for each other after years of only having a platonic relationship?
I'm laughing here because I'm like, yeah. Oh, someone fancies someone. But anyway, yeah. You go, Leon.
Yeah.
I suppose feelings can develop after time.
Yeah.
You know, with different like things happening or like, you know, something very serious happened to someone and, you know, the other person was there for them.
For
and,
sure.
You know, now I feel like that's a little bit of a pity.
Maybe because they've run out of people. Like, it's just life. Yeah. You're like, that's God, well, my best friend's still here.
Like,
so
if you complete Tinder or whatever it is, do you know what
Did
I mean?
Did any of you make any of those promises when you were younger? Like, oh, well,
yes!
If we're still single at the age of 40, we'll just get married to each other.
We did 30, which were like, obviously seemed absolutely ancient to us.
Which is rapidly approaching me.
It's in my rear view mirror.
Right.
It's like a dot in my rear view mirror. So like, yeah, regrets.
No one would make that promise with me.
No, I didn't make that promise.
I'll make that promise with you right now, Leon. Don't you worry.
I'll have a girlfriend, sorry.
But they have. Kill me. But it's so funny because it's like, I think as well, if there's a seed of something, I think particularly the girl probably knows. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I do think some people are just throwing a blind eye. They're like, no, we are just friends. I'm like, come on.
Yeah,
but like,
fair.
Yeah.
You know what? Like I said, there's a small percentage, I think, but I think majority. Fair. If you asked a guy if he had, like, has been friends with a girl for 10 years, has he ever had one little thought? I'm sure he'll be like,
yeah.
Yes.
And I think there's, like, the thing that you said there, like, there's some lads that I know that are absolutely oblivious to hints. Like, that if they're, like, it's a platonic relationship, but it's very obvious that the girl is absolutely mad about him. And he's just like an airhead.
Himbo. I love that.
So I've seen cases of that as well.
Okay. Let us know what you think. 51552 is the number to text. I want to talk to you guys as well about this. So yesterday, Jen got calls and texts about the weirdest gigs, the weirdest gig behaviour that people had seen after. Did you see that clip during the week of the Royal Blood?
Yeah. They were kicking off.
They gave out to a festival crowd. Mike Kerr, who's the singer in Royal Blood, gave out to a festival crowd last weekend. Leon, you were the performer in your weird gig experience. So what happened there?
So I was a DJ in a former life and I was supporting Hannah Wants, which is a very prominent dance DJ.
Yeah.
And I was opening, so I was like, right, well, I'll just play whatever. Like, I was playing a bit of R&B and hip-hop because I like that music as well.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but, you know, as a DJ, you're not supposed to play what you like. Mm. You're supposed to play what they like. So the dance floor was empty. But the place is already packed at this stage, but, like, there was no one dancing. This is in Maynooth at the time, so there was a lot of people from the, like, Monaghan, Cavan, Donegal area constituency, we'll call it. And one of them came over to me, and, like, these words, like, wake me up at night, like, do you know what I mean? Like, he was quite expletive, which I can't use at the moment, but he was like, you know, will you turn that crap off? Hey, would you not play a bootleg or something? I don't know what kind of accent that was. That was my best attempt at someone from that kind of Ulster area. And, you know, like it really humbled me. You know, I've never been humbled like that before yet. So
to give you a fright.
It did, yeah. I immediately switched over to dance music and the dance floor was full like within a few minutes. I actually still have videos on my Instagram of that night.
Oh my gosh.
Like just to remind myself, like not to get too far ahead of myself.
And how did, like, so you stuck on the dance music. Did you like, did it ruin the night for you? How did you react?
I actually probably saved my night. I actually probably should thank this person because like if I had played that music all night and just like the R&B and hip hop music and not had anyone up on the dance floor, that would have been an absolute mess. Whereas now I was able to look back on the night and be like, actually,
it's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, so we're thinking Monaghan, we're thinking Cavan, Donegal, we're going to point the finger in
it's very, like, you know, very dry kind of way of saying it to me.
Cassie, what about you? You hit the town with your mate in London.
Yeah, there was a few of us. So this is the weirdest thing that's ever happened at a gig for me. We actually went to see Gavin DeGraw. Remember that he used to sing?
Yes,
like,
I do.
I don't want to be the One Tree Hill soundtrack.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
Went to see him. I don't know why we thought he wouldn't be boring, but he was quite boring. Okay, he's great, but like it was quite a boring concert. I think we were just, you know, we were like,
you were G'd up,
looking
like,
for, we got out for dinner. Now we're going to this, and my friend was just like, I'm so bored, and we were just like, yeah, and she was like, okay, I'm going to go up on the stage and see what they do. So she went up on the stage.
No way.
She literally went up on the stage. Now, I'm sure as an artist, you're like, terrible.
Yeah.
But as someone in the audience of this really boring concert, we were like watching this all happen, and she went up. The security guards basically just grabbed her legs, like dragged her off.
Oh,
Gavin DeGraw stopped playing the piano, which was probably the best part. And and then we were just like, see you outside. And we all left.
My God.
Like, it was kind of like we all agreed there was no hard feelings, but no matter what happened after this. They just put her outside the back, and then we all just went somewhere else.
Like,
okay,
we all agreed. Rushed the
mutual
stage.
Agreement. Yeah, well, do we want to watch this? There's even a video of it. Now, no, she would kill me if I showed you, but there's a video.
Yeah, it's like if people. The thing that gets me is like particularly comedy gigs and stuff. It's like it's people who clearly paid for a ticket start heckling, or like heckling jokes,
or like, jumping up on stage,
or jumping up on stage.
Yeah, exactly. I could never be a stand-up comedian for that reason, because if I was getting heckled,
I know
I'd cry.
Me too.
But that would be fun to watch, like me crying if someone was heckling me. They'd probably just come to heckle to see me cry.
Oh, exactly the same. On Wednesday, lads, we were talking, the callers were talking about people who made the leap from living in a town or a city to living in the country. Cass, you work for Love in Dublin.
I do, yeah.
But do you actually live in Dublin?
I don't live in Dublin at the moment. I actually live in Kildare.
No way.
Love in Kildare. And I am Love in Kildare.
Oh, we've just lifted the curtain now.
Oh, my God, can you believe it? I've lived in Dublin most of my life. And in fairness, I'm in here pretty much every single day of the week. I get the train
in. Could you describe it as like a bit more rural?
Like it's a tiny bit more rural, but it's rural, but it's just kind of like, it's not really, because it's just like outside of Nace. Really.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. It's great. Mm. Like, I love it. And also, I don't even think I can classify that as total countryside, because I'm sure some people are like, that's not even the countryside.
Yeah.
But it's lovely, and it's, you know, walking around Dublin, you kind of get used to it. You see loads of people. Yeah. I don't see anyone I know in Kildare. Like, I'm like, fantastic.
Yeah,
I know
no
one out here.
Would you be the type of person to make the leap, do you think, from like moving, sort of going a bit more rural, if you know what I mean?
You know what? If you had asked me 10 years ago, I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
But I 100% could, because I've actually realised over the years, it's not really about where you are. It's about who you're with. I know
that's cheesy, but
I'm like, I could honestly live anywhere in the world with my girlfriend, and I love the countryside. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like, I think a new appreciation everyone got for it over the last few years.
For sure.
Really just appreciating what we have. When I get holidays, I don't want to go anywhere else. I love Ireland.
I
love going to like really random places in Ireland, finding random little pubs, going to sit out on a random beach, random.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's just absolutely incredible. So I would 100% move to the countryside, and I'd be so blessed and thrilled if they'd have me.
Brilliant. Leon, what about you? Would that be something that you'd be interested in, or are you more of a city person, or
I lived in the countryside for 5 years in Maynooth.
Did you? Yeah.
Maynooth is Dublin. But like, so my girlfriend's family are from an area called Rare Cross in Tipperary, which is like remote.
Oh yeah,
like,
lovely.
It's no signal.
Is it really?
Lovely. Like, we go down once every like 5 weeks to see her grandmother.
Brilliant.
And I just love it down there. Like, it's amazing. Like, the fresh air, the people are like lovely.
Yeah.
They're really, really nice. You know, like, but this place is so isolated that I think it was the only place not to register a death during the famine. It's out there.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
I love it. You need to move there and set up your own town.
Yeah, like your historical walks and stuff. Absolutely.
That might be slightly fabricated now. I just want to put that out there in case anyone's like, any historians are listening in being like,
come here. If you were to do like make that move, what would you miss about Dublin, do you reckon? You're living in Dublin at the moment, aren't you?
I would miss Justy. I'd miss delivery. Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine, do you know what I mean? Having to like drive.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I know,
like,
handy.
I actually don't have delivery where I am. And
oh,
I'm like,
that's so sad.
What? You can't just order your shopping really quickly?
Yeah.
I do have Just Eat, which is great though. So,
brilliant.
So it
does, yeah.
But I'm not as far into the country.
That's
completely fair enough. Lads, text us in. 51552 is the number. We're here with Cassie Stokes and Leon Diop for Jen's Friends. We're going to take a quick track, and we'll be back for more chat straight after this. It's Britney Spears. This is Toxic. Cassie and Leon are joining me in the studio because we're doing this.
F-I-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
So they're going to be my friends today because Jen is off. I'm with you until 12 o'clock. We were talking, lads, earlier on in the week, on Thursday actually. Listeners got in touch with stories of resurrected friendships, right? So Leon, how did you nearly let money wreck a good friendship? Yeah.
So when I was in college, myself and my housemate Max from Tebby Rex, where we were living together, and we were both broke. Like, we were so broke, it was ridiculous. So, like, Auntie Susie, once a month, was giving us a payment, but we weren't making it to the end of the month. So there was one time Daffy owed me €2.50. And I was like, I was so hungry. Like,
I was starving.
So I went on it. Like, I grabbed him. I was like, out of a study hall, I was like, yo, man, you owe me $2.50. Like, come on. Like, you can't, like, keep holding up the money. He's like, I'll give it to you when I give it to you. Like, kind of thing. So that caused a bit of a row between us. Now, funny enough, he went to the Debs with my sister.
Yeah.
Right. And I found out from my sister. Which was a betrayal. But that still wasn't as bad as the money. Like, I mean, it still wasn't as bad as the $2.50.
$2.50? And did you just fall out? Like,
oh, we had a bit of a fall out for like about a week or so. But yeah, we managed to rekindle it. Like, do you know what I mean? And now we're like, we're besties. Like,
you can't lose a friendship over $2.50.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you get it back?
It's a good question.
Did you get it back?
It's a good question, Cassie.
I don't know how you ever
You're about to resurrect this bloody feud 100%. Again.
You might want to give him a call.
Yeah, exactly.
He still has €2.50.
Do you guys look back and kind of laugh now, or do you reckon he still tells everybody you're a scab?
Oh, he was a scab as well, though. Like, this was a mutual scabbiness. Do you know what I mean?
Was.
Like,
yeah.
We were both habitually scabby. So, But he.
So nobody can point fingers.
We rip
Spider-Man
each other.
Spider-Man meme each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, he does. He does kind of pull it up every now and again. Like,
yeah,
because it is pretty funny.
It is.
I'm not like that anymore. Like,
no, but when you're living with somebody, like when you have housemates and stuff, like money can become an issue, like in housemates or whatever. If you feel like someone's taking the piss a little bit or whatever.
100%.
Cassie, you're more of a kind of a one shot type of
pal. Well, not a one shot type of pal. I'm just like, I've definitely had like friendships that have ended.
Yeah.
Right. So we were talking about this and it was like, how were they resurrected? And I was like, they haven't been resurrected, but so I guess they're just ended. So it's still gone.
Yeah.
But like, I would never, I'm kind of like a move on kind of person from everything.
Fair.
From everything. Like, I'm probably too chilled about everything. I would never hold anything against anyone. I'm like, whatever. I don't
care. Fair enough.
So maybe that's like me not being, you know, I'm sure there's a standard I should.
Have you ever had
like,
a kind
whatever.
Of? Have you ever had a falling out? Like
100%.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sure if we saw each other, we'd be like, hey.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, but like.
But you don't feel the need to kind of like.
No. Well, okay. I don't think it's my choice.
That's interesting.
But like, do you know what I mean? I think it's the other person's choice.
It would haunt
me, I'd be totally fine with. Yeah, I don't see. I think people are different. Some people can actually hold it, which is totally fine. That's people's choice.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really. Like, I don't think I could ever. Be mad at anyone.
But you're not out here nursing a grudge like about
100%
things that,
never.
Okay.
Never.
So if somebody was to say to come back with an apology to you or something like that, you'd be like,
oh, 100%. Grand. Oh, most people are kind of like that, aren't
they?
But anyway, if you're mad at someone, you can totally be mad at someone if you want. I don't know.
Would you go and apologize if you were in the wrong?
100%.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
That's good.
100%.
And it's hard to do that. Yeah,
very hard to do. But yes,
it's hard to do that.
It could never be me.
No, I've definitely done it. You have to do those things. It's called
sometimes,
being mature.
Exactly.
Oh, full circle moment.
Full circle moment.
But also, I guess sometimes with friends, you kind of just grow apart anyway.
So fair. Like,
that is true.
Like, yeah, probably
circumstances change and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
100%.
For sure. Lads, another thing I want to talk to you about is on Tuesday, Jen got loads of calls and texts because she was asking which movie scenes listeners would love to recreate and why. Leon, what was your pick?
So mine is Fast and Furious because I love how like the laws of physics just don't apply.
Yeah, they don't.
And they're able to like drive out of planes or cars and stuff like that and just land normally. So yeah, so it'd be Fast and Furious for me.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love
cool.
this.
Yeah.
Just completely upend the laws of physics.
Yeah,
I love that. Cassie,
no,
we have a clip of your choice, which is not what I was expecting. Let's have a listen to this.
No, Megan, no, look away, Megan, no, look away.
I know what that is. Bridesmaids.
You know what? I was talking to the producer about it and he was like, any ones you'd like to recreate, like Dirty Dancing? I'm sure that's maybe a popular answer for women. And I was like, I know exactly the scene from Bridesmaids where they all had eaten something that I before felt really unwell. Because I was like, imagine filming that. You guys would just be dying laughing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, which character would I play? Would I be on the street or in the
sink?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many things. I think every scene in Bridesmaids, to be honest. So, like, that would be an absolute privilege.
When she's running out with the dress.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
False.
Who wouldn't want to recreate
that? I was crying
that.
When
that film
so
is, and it is the best depiction of food poisoning I've ever seen in my life. It's the way she's sweating, and she's kind of swallowing and trying to be like, I'm totally fine.
And everyone else is falling down around her. It's the most truthful scene, I think.
Really, like, so honest. Oscars. Yeah, yeah, with Kate says, producer Kate says, the way she tries to eat the sweet, remember
yeah,
the ham?
She's like, I'm
she's
good.
For
yeah, and her hands
I'm
shaking.
I'm actually hungry. Yeah. I would like a snack.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'd like some more.
So good.
Brilliant.
Finally, lads, I want to talk to you about Monday's show, because on Monday's show, we all needed a bit of a pick-me-up, and we asked listeners what tunes they use to get them going, their motivational tunes, because we found out that the Arctic Monkeys always have a bop to Tom Jones or Barry White to get them ready for a stage performance. So, Cassie, what is your go-to track?
Mine has to be Neutron Dance by Crystal Clear.
Oh,
I think anything
listen.
By Crystal Clear.
It's brilliant.
That's so cool.
Very sunny.
You can't not put your hands up. Like, I'm not even trying to dance. It's 100.
Yeah.
It's like the best. His stuff is incredible.
Dancing,
but that has
right
to be
now.
One of my favorite 100%.
Things. That's brilliant.
That came on in a pub the other day, and just in the background, I just couldn't listen to anyone speaking to me anymore, and I was just like, sorry, this song is just on. It just takes you away.
The song is
it's incredible.
Good.
He's incredible.
Leon, what's yours?
So I'm a bit of an 80s fan.
Yeah.
Right. And my go-to song would be Hold the Line by Toto.
Let's have a listen. Hold the line. Amazing.
Oh, absolutely. You have to love it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, it's so good.
I hope it's
like,
80s now, actually.
It's so good. I think it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I like that.
Lads, they're phenomenal songs, in fairness. Both of them now I'm going to have to add to my playlist on the way home, particularly Hold the Line.
Yeah. Really? Does it, yeah, does it kind of go like this with a guitar?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I watched a video.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And,
great shout.
Lisa Killian was telling me, you should watch the video for that. And I was like, I'm going to watch it, and it was just it was so weird.
Everything you expected, yeah. Everything you hoped for.
You think
for.
It's going to be amazing, and it's just a guy just rocking out on stage.
Just a dude.
Perfect.
On his own.
Don't need any more than that. Lads, thanks so much for coming in today. Leon, what have you got coming up, and where can we get it and find you and all that crack?
100%. So Black and Irish are doing a little bit of a partnership with Guinness to produce a new series called
Great.
Zero Gravity, which is talking to 10 different black and mixed race people who have taken off in their career. So that's going to be coming out on the Black and Irish socials soon. And we also have new episodes of the Black and Irish podcast coming shortly. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast, the RTE Radio Player app as well. You can get it there. So
brilliant.
New episodes.
I've seen you around the place upstairs. You're working very hard.
Oh, that's
so,
it. Yeah, I'm in and out of the building. Like,
yeah, in and out. Little, like nobody's you know, business. Yeah. Good man. And Cassie, your job, you get to go to all the best places.
I get
what's
to
coming
go to
up?
A lot of places. So yeah. Love and Dublin's very busy at the moment. We also have a tent at Taste coming up, which everyone loves Taste.
Oh,
and
yes.
We have a Love and Dublin tent. There's going to be interviews and loads more happening there. I'm also traveling a lot with Falcha with Lovin', which is amazing. So I get
Fab.
To go around everywhere pretty much.
Amazing.
Brilliant.
I get to eat nice things. And yeah, it's like I really can't complain.
You
can
have
I?
You have a dream job.
Oh, yeah. 100% for you. 100%.
Exactly.
We'll go for swims. We'll eat some lovely food. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Sounds like a dream.
Lads, have a fab bank holiday weekend. Thanks you so too, much for coming in today. Really appreciate it. We'll chat to you soon. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.